Train operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers who don't have a valid ticket. That's according to an inquiry criticising what it calls a complex fares system. A report by a rail regulator has found travellers get inconsistent treatment if they have ticketing issues. Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future, campaigning for better rail services.
The train operating companies and the nationalised Great British Railways, as is or as will be, you know, they do have a fine line to cross. It's absolutely right that, you know, they prosecute those who are deliberately trying to avoid paying for their rail journey. But people do make honest mistakes. And there are some really horrible examples, I think, of where they've been heavy-handed in dealing with people who've just made a mistake and end up prosecuting them. And it doesn't reflect well on the railway when that happens.
Is it fair, then, that the Office of Rail and Road, in their report, have said that train operators are taking disproportionate action against passengers who don't hold a valid ticket? I mean, I suppose it depends. There's a fine line between what is proportionate and disproportionate.
Yeah, I think I do agree with them that, you know, there are examples of disproportionate action. And you're quite right to point out the complexity of the fares system that we have. It's insanely complex, and it's really quite difficult sometimes to work out which ticket is actually going to work on the journey that you wish to make. Also, different rules apply with different franchises, different areas of the country. So again, there's maybe scope for some unification under Great British Railways to make the whole fares system much less complex and much easier to understand.
Well, I was going to ask about that, because as we move down the road to renationalisation, or maybe move down the track is a better metaphor. But having said that, you can only make the fare structure less complex once all the companies come under Great British Railways, surely?
I'm not sure that's necessarily true, actually. You know, it can be done sort of piecemeal. Let's suppose you had a unified structure that could be applied to the existing nationalised franchises, and then as a new one is nationalised, that comes into the fold. And even the existing franchises, I keep calling them franchises, they're technically not, but, you know, they're not absolutely fixed. You know, there is scope for change whilst the contract is still going. Obviously, that requires negotiation. But in the past, we've had situations where peak hours on different parts of the railway are defined differently. So it's hard to know whether your off-peak ticket is going to be valid, or your super off-peak, or your super mega off-peak discount, whatever it's called. Those examples, I suppose, could be, you know, unified, regardless of whether the franchise or the operator is nationalised or still in the private sector.
So what's the chances, then, of having a less complex fare structure under nationalisation? What are the prospects, Bruce?
I think there is quite some scope for it. I think we ought to be careful. It's not going to be a transformation overnight. And one of the concerns we have is that in simplifying the railways, they might simplify away the cheapest tickets. We want those bargain fares to remain. And Lord knows we need them when the overall cost of rail travel in this country is so outrageously expensive. Simplification must not be used as a backdoor for jacking up prices even further.
One quote I have seen is that fare evasion remains a significant problem, and rigorous action should be taken against those who intentionally seek to defraud the railway. But you're asking for train managers to be judge and jury in a split second when they're checking tickets on trains.
Yeah, I suppose we are, but that is their job description. And I think, you know, that they can to some extent hedge their bets and leave the courts to work it out. But it's sort of training in customer service, really. You know, how do you handle this in a sensitive and fair way? It's a complex issue. You know, it's not something I'd like to have to do, but it is what the guards on the trains are there for, and it's their job.